I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Amid threats of sanctions, fights over missiles, nuclear deals, oil stores, and shipping routes, the tensions between the United States and Iran are high. Unfortunately, that's led to a crackdown, explains Heart for Iran's Mike Ansari.
In light of the recent sanctions, Iranian authorities are increasing the pressure on Western governments to loosen up the restrictions imposed on Iran.
In this situation, the target is Christians. For those converts who leave Iran, return could mean imprisonment and severe persecution.
Case in point, Mrs. Fatema Azad, a 58-year-old Iranian convert to Christianity, sought refuge in Germany but was denied asylum and deported back to Iran. Upon her return, she was arrested and released on bail.
There's more to this story, along with the prayer needs at missionnews.org. And we'll wrap up with a question. Can an artist be a missionary too? Operation Mobilization is connecting artists to the mission field with their OM Arts program. Jack from OM Arts says,
our real work is cultivating the characteristics in artists that allow them to thrive on mission. Rather than seeing the arts as some kind of gimmick or a tool, but God working through artists to contribute to and help facilitate local communities of Jesus followers.
OM Arts works with artists to use art in many ways, including therapeutic art, community projects, and creating art with local churches. If you want to know more, find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. If God stirs your heart for something I talked about today, things like the persecuted church, Bible translation, or art ministry, we would love to hear from you. We're starting a Facebook group this month to dive deeper into these issues and more. Not sure how to join us? We've got the instructions at our website. Just click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.